All right. Welcome back. Now, here's the issue. People in this country, I don't know what the percentage is, 2, maybe 3, who have really planned in advance, who have really stepped out and made arrangements to have supplies, not just a bug out bag, but supplies for them, their loved ones, their family, whatever. It's not that many in this country. And we are way past the time where most people would think even to do that. They're getting scared now, though, some. But the point of it all is there's still time. You still can do it. Thanks to the modern miracle of shipping, which is still working, you can get beautiful organic storable freeze-dried foods, preserved in many ways. They're just moisture is extracted. It's mostly a question of adding moisture and bringing them to boil or whatever. But if you look at the top of the homepage, you'll see Numana. And I have had, Numana is my food storage supply. I have all Numana. And I got it a couple years ago from Daniel, the owner of the company, Daniel Brigman. And I am so happy to have it. I cannot tell you. And I know some of you are saying, well, hell, I don't have the money. Well, maybe you do have the money. Maybe you've got some money somewhere you can put aside and get something. Even if you got 90 days worth, you're going to feel so much more comfortable and confident. It's a feeling I cannot describe. You have to experience it. You just no longer are living in fear 25 hours a day. I've got food. Daniel, welcome back to the program, my friend. It's good to have you back.
Absolutely. So good to be with you, Jeff. It's been too long.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a simple approach, how is business? What do you see by way of the profile of people now, the average consuming American? Are they reaching out and saying, I've got to do this now, I've waited too long? What's going on? How are sales? What's happening?
Well, in general, the storable food business is cyclical. You know, if there's a hurricane, a disaster, if the stock market goes down 1,000 points, people react. People, they already have this on their mind, and I'm sure most of your listeners, most of the people listening to this, they've thought about storable food. They've thought about putting something aside. And usually it takes some event that kicks them over the edge to turn thought into action. That's pretty much the business. Right. What we've noticed, and this is a lot of places, I think a lot of industries like this, is people are saving money. They're fighting inflation. They're, just trying to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And, this becomes low on the priority. I'm not going to worry about a rainy day. I'm worrying about tomorrow. So we are seeing that. We are seeing just the opposite, where people say, I have to have this. I can see the importance of it. I see the signs and some of the things. I'm sure we'll talk about food supply, some of the production facilities, the stretch of our food supply throughout the country, and they don't care, and they just want food. And they want good food and see what they can get and see what they can do, at least some, like you said, at least a couple, 3 months, because it gives them security. You know, we buy gold, we buy silver, we buy house insurance, car insurance, what have you. And, in some ways, in their mind, this is food insurance. It's just, it's a no-lose investment. If you don't wreck your car this year, then all the money you spend on car insurance will be wasted, per se. Well, that's not the case, at least with this food. You can always eat it, it's always quality food, and that kind of thing. So that's people's mindset.
When I got sufficient food to feel confident that I had enough, my life psychologically changed. I approached things differently. I had a confidence. I knew I was okay. I'm going to be able to get by. If there's an EMP burst and everything comes to a stop, stores aren't receiving merchandise, the trucks aren't running, they can't get fueled up, but et cetera, so many things. We're back to the 1800s. I'm fine. And everybody out there right now listening who has food, you know the feeling. There's nothing like it. In this day and age, and as bad as things are, and as bad as they're going to get. You want to do something about this now. Don't wait. You've got a little window still. How long? I don't know. Numana, the quality of food is critical. Now let's talk about big factory farm agriculture. When you see, and I mentioned this earlier tonight, when you see a farm with row after row of crops, you know, thousands of crop rows, plants, everything from peppers to wheat fields, and you know what they do to wheat before they harvest it. I think most of you do. If you don't, I'll tell you. To get wheat to harvest on cue, all at the same time, farmers spray it with Roundup. They want it basically dead all at the same time and desiccated so it can be harvested by the wheat combines and not overly tax the machinery with green. They want it dead. So they spray the wheat with Roundup. And that's not a good thing, all right? So it kills it, and it can be harvested easier. But Roundup is used on almost all agriculture. The only ag crops that don't use it would be organic. They're not allowed to. And the people who are organic farmers would never do it anyway. So that's good. But let's talk about the quality of food now, Daniel, because it really is in trouble. We're in trouble here. Bad.
Well, let me piggyback. You know, you mentioned Roundup or glyphosate. Something that people, I don't know if they understand how glyphosate works. I mean, most of your audience probably does, but maybe some don't.
No, I wouldn't say so, but yeah, go ahead.
Roundup doesn't kill. It's not a poison. It doesn't kill the plant like you think. Oh, I'll spray it on this plant and it'll kill the plant. That's not how it works. Glyphosate is sprayed on whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Some things are Roundup resistant, they're GMO, they're made yep. to resist the Roundup, but they spray it on the plant. They starve the plant. They do not kill the plant. So it biologically makes it so the plant cannot absorb nutrients anymore.
It shuts it down.
And then shuts it down. And then the plant dies from starvation, the weed, whatever you're spraying it on. That's how Roundup works. Well, when you got a crop and you're saturating bread, whatever for wheat, or wheat for bread, or whatever, you're saturating that. Well, the levels that are going into your body are really high, really disturbing. I mean, the lawsuits on Roundup, you know, you can just watch any late night TV, any, you know, game show network, and you'll see commercials left and right about lawyers right. seeing if you've had problems, had cancer, and been around Roundup. So you understand the problem. So it's starting, as we see, it's starting to do the same thing to you. It's diminishing your ability to absorb nutrients. Why is it so brutal? Why is Roundup so brutal? Because it's so devastating on your metabolic processes to absorb nutrients, just like it does on those plants. And it's just like the studies on GMO food. And if you ever argue with somebody, debate them or whatever, and they bring up, well, the studies on GMO foods told us that they did not hurt human tissue. That right. is true. That is true. GMO studies on food did not hurt human tissue. The only problem with that is they didn't bother to study the bazillion microbes and other organisms that are in your body that make your biome. And they are absolutely devastating mm-hmm. to those things. GMO foods are. And so is Roundup. So they play these word games. Oh, GMOs don't hurt human tissue. You're right. They just destroy everything around them and everything associated with them. And in your biome. And then that affects you. And so it's a word game, and it's a, you know, it's a bait and switch, so to speak. So this, our food supply, you talk, you know, there's many aspects when you talk about food supply. You talk about the safety of the food supply. You know, one mm-hmm. of the big stories I want to talk about is lettuce. We can talk about that whenever you want to, but mm-hmm. those are a couple points I wanted to get across so people understand how these pesticides, how these things, how GMOs work, and then how they affect you and your body.
The herbicidal action of glyphosate is so insidious, how it does what it does. It you heard it clearly, and it goes into your body, it'll do the same thing. It'll prevent you from absorbing and using the nutritional content of whatever you're eating to the degree that you should be able to access it. You can't. It doesn't happen anymore. Now, everybody who's been tested has apparently, from what I've read, some amount of glyphosate in their system. And you've seen that study. They claim everyone that they tested had some.
Absolutely.
Ranging from a little bit to a lot. So what does that mean? First of all, the foods you're eating that come from a glyphosate Roundup environment are already nutritionally devoid of almost anything worth eating. They look nice, but there's not much there to begin with. And then when you throw in glyphosate that you are also eating, my God, where are you going to get the nutrition to live on? That's why I mentioned BioSuperfood. Each capsule of BioSuperfood, made of the four most potent algaes, nutritionally dense algaes in the world, have over 15,000 different nutrients, many of which you never see. They're just loaded. So that's why I do recommend BioSuperfood. Now, with normal factory-farmed produce, the fields look great. There are no weeds to speak of. They've all been killed off with glyphosate and other types of herbicides, I'm sure. But when you end up eating it, what have you done to yourself? I don't know what the time frame is on how the body, Daniel, can get rid of glyphosate once it's been dosed, but there has to be some measure where it can be removed. Do you know anything about that? I don't.
Don't hold me to this or don't go to the bank with this, but I have heard that I've had this discussion with many people. If you are taking a lot of probiotics, if you're taking a lot of enzymes, food enzymes, things that break down food, that helps you. If you can break down food and break down these particles, then it's going to help your body to get rid of these things. If you're doing things where you're cleansing your liver a lot, this helps. Because your liver ultimately has to deal with a lot of this, especially when the glyphosate gets in your blood. And your body is amazingly self-correcting. You got to give it some tools. And that's, like you said the right word, insidious. Things like glyphosate are insidious because it's such a subtle weapon, and it's not even a direct attack. It's a secondary attack of your ability to absorb. And then that just shuts down everything, and you can't even... You're not fighting an enemy right in front of you, if that makes sense. It's not you're fighting a secondary enemy, right, and the factors in your digestive system and the like. So there are some ideas out there, some concepts. Do I know? No, I don't absolutely know, and nothing I stand by. What for me, I've had success is cleansing, detoxing, and food enzymes to break down food, and really limit your exposure. If you start limiting your exposure, your body will, if you take halfway good care of it, it can start to cleanse of some of these things. That's been my experience.
Right. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. You dropped off for a second there. I agree. I don't honestly know how people can expect to maintain any kind of reasonable healthy profile immunologically eating normal factory farm food. I don't understand that. When you add into the fact that they can't, and I think that's a fair statement, and they're also vaxxed, and their blood system, their entire immunology is being compromised, if not destroyed. You cannot play games with the food you do eat. You need every possible bit of nutrition you can get. So you just cannot go into a supermarket and buy factory farm food and expect to take care of yourself properly. It's just not going to happen. So,
well, you mentioned wheat. You mentioned wheat. Let me piggyback.
They spray it every year. I know they spray it. They spray it to make it die off at the same time. You know this. Yeah.
Yeah, they saturate it. One of the biggest
problems. Oh, they soak it. Yes.
Yeah. One of the biggest problems is bread, the bread you eat. I would pay very much attention to the bread you eat. I don't care if it's a hot dog bun. I don't care if it's bread for a sandwich. Pay attention to the bread you eat. Where is that wheat coming from? If it's not organic or if it's not from Europe, because most of Europe is pretty restrictive, then you got you got an issue.
Daniel, excuse me. Hold on. Don't lose your thought. Can we trust organic on a bread label? There's a big manufacturer in my area, Franz, F-R-A-N-Z, and they claim they have a whole line of bread that's organic. Do we think that wheat is really organic? Do we trust them? I don't know what else to do. I don't eat that much bread, but go ahead.
There's different certifications. The more stringent, I'm sure we can talk about, the organic label that's on New Man is CCOF certified. CCOF, the California co-op of farmers, organic farmers.
Yeah.
Right. It's a very tough certification. So it would help if you could trace the different certifications and the different, who's watching over this. Some of these certifications, they analyze this and they're logging it basically from seed to your table. And some aren't. So the one that has the most oversight is the one I feel most comfortable with. At some point, you have to trust something. And I don't want to sound flippant, but, at some point, there are standards of organic. There are national standards, federal standards, state standards. I have to follow these things. Can they cheat? Do people cheat? I'm sure they do. Can you pinpoint it and what have you? No, probably not. So there are at least standards and laws and things that they have to go by. The certification body is the one I would trust the most. Who is the certifying body that is given that USDA organic label? Because there's different ones.
Very good.
I don't want to say it's a rodeo. I don't want to say it's just a Wild West. It's not, but there are some that are much more stringent than others. And like if I'm eating, I always try to eat, there's a couple of breads. One of the Dave's bread. I remember when Dave's bread started in Costco.
Dave's bread, of course. Yeah.
It started in, when I first saw it, this was many years ago. But they always seem to be a very good bread that seemed, as far as I can tell. Do I track everything that they do? No, but you have to trust something. It's certainly better than Wonder Bread or whatever.
No.
Or whatever you're eating.
Right.
It's a very important decision. I cannot stress this enough. You're talking about this glyphosate and this wheat. The bread that you eat, the pasta. That's right, 100%. Anything wheat, heavy wheat based. Now, gluten free. Ironic. I don't know if ironic is the right word, but when you get gluten free pasta, a lot of times the glyphosate levels on those are way lower. Why? Because they don't have wheat in them. So there's a little caveat or a little tip. Sometimes gluten free pasta is a lot better if you're in a restaurant or what have you, and you don't know what you're eating. Maybe you can just say, "Hey, give me gluten-free pasta," and that's going to at least get you away from wheat.
All right, go over that one more time. How does it not have wheat in it if it's called gluten-free wheat?
Most of gluten-free pastas don't have wheat, or they have very low wheat in them. They'll have rice flour. Or
flours. I get it. This is important.
Right.
This is a very good tip. Very good. That's very helpful.
Yeah, so they're not going to have a wheat-based flour.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have the rice is a big one, pea protein, pea flour. Mm-hmm. There's a couple others. But they're not wheat base, the same way as like Durham wheat. So I can't even pronounce that word. Seminola wheat.
Seminola, I think you got it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so very, very good advice. Very interesting. So gluten-free usually always suggests a different base flour is being used in the product, and not a wheat-based. Yeah. That's all right. That's very helpful. All right. If you can remember where you were, we were talking about glyphosate spraying, factory farm stuff. I directed you another way, but this whole issue of eating factory farm food is really fraught with lots of danger, especially if you've been injected. For our vaxxed dear friends out there listening, you have a blood supply that will not do the kind of job that it needs to happen. Your microbiome, where your digestion occurs and the nutrients are extracted, is not usually in the kind of condition you want. It's been harmed. So, as Daniel said, probiotics, yes. And the one we like is Udo's. It's called Super Bifida or Super Bifido. And it's under the Flora, F-L-O-R-A label. That's a very, very good one. So you do need to repopulate your tract. If you've ever taken antibiotics, you've wiped out your digestive tract, and it's probably still damaged unless you've really correctly built it back up, which we all need to do. All right, hold on just a minute. Daniel and I will be right back. We're talking about Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. Look at the banner on the homepage. Go there. Think about getting your food, and I know most of you don't have storable food at this point. The majority. I don't know how big of a majority, but a lot of you do, but many of you don't. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Daniel about Numana food, and also that's numana.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, where you want to go to get your food. And you can rotate it. You can eat, just eat it, and keep replacing it. You can do that. But nutrition now, absolutely more essential than ever, and more difficult to obtain than ever. It's true. For reasons we've gone over 100 times on this program. All right, let's go back to the issue of today's farmers and what they're doing. When you go to your local farmer's market, you must have one in your town, Daniel. Everybody's got them, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's where you want to go. You get to know your growers. Like on Thursdays or whatever day of the week it is, go there and buy food. If you don't raise your own, now, if you have a greenhouse or something, you certainly should have tomatoes coming up now, and they may still be green, but they're getting ready. Another 3-4 weeks, and they'll be done. You got your strawberries, you got your cucumbers, squash, red peppers. That's one of my favorites. And you can just eat one-fourth as much food as you would buying factory farm stuff, and you get at least that much nutrition or more. It's so much healthier. Anyhow, get to know your local farmer's market. Go ahead.
I would encourage, I think that's a fantastic idea. The more local that you have, the more you know about where it's coming from. And
right.
A lot of times, you know, I've been to many, many farmer's markets. Most of the time, I would say, you'll find people that are growing organic. At least some of the products they're selling are organic. Some products at the farmer's market are organic, and that's what you want to shoot for. And usually you're talking to the person who grew it, usually. Ask them what they do. Ask them how they, where they got their seeds, you know, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. And you'll start to learn, you know, what you need to look for, and that gives you a great sense of security. I would greatly encourage you, try to grow something. I don't care if you live in an apartment or if you live on 100 acres. Try to grow something. Get a potted plant, a potted tomato plant. If that's all you can do, then do it. Grow something. just that activity is it's empowering. You'll learn a lot.
Oh yeah.
It will. You'll never know, you know, what that's going to grow into, what you're going to need to do in the future. At least you got some experience. Hey, make some. You're going to make mistakes. Believe me, make some mistakes. Do it. You know, do it in a couple pots, not in a whole big thing. If you really needed it, right. At least it's going to give you some experience, some real world knowledge on where your food coming from. Take part in producing your food. If you are not producing your food, then somebody else is. And most of the time, like Jeff has said, you know, quite eloquently here today, it's a factory farm, it's a corporation, it's a corporate farm, it's somebody aligned with Monsanto or whatever that's engineered the seeds to be resistant to the Roundup, to be harvested at right the time, and they can just saturate the fields.
They're trapped.
Into the reality.
Some of them are just trapped. So, they're nice people, and they're trapped. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. They're chasing yield. And then the market, you know, fortunately, you know, people always ask me, is it harder to find organic? No, it's easier to find organic. Easier than it's probably ever been since the time when pesticides started to be introduced. It's probably easier now. There's probably more availability, more scrutiny on it, all those kind of things.
Good point.
If you're going to grow, make sure you get heirloom seeds or not. Make sure the seeds you buy, I don't care if it's a tomato or like a squash, cucumber, whatever it is. Make sure on the pack it says non-GMO or heirloom. Heirloom. What heirloom means, it goes down, it goes forever. You know, creation, a single seed. You can take a single seed of a tomato seed, and you can, in this world, you can grow tomatoes instantly.
It's true.
It's an infinite right. process. Life.
Yeah.
It is life. And that's what you want to go inside you, because that gives you life. I don't have to say it. I don't think I do, but you know, I will anyway. It's a great time to remind you. It's harder than ever to control your food supply. It's harder than ever to get the proper nutrition. It's almost impossible to get the nutrition that, you know, your grandparents were getting by the food. It's almost impossible.
Can't do it. The soils are gone.
Can't even do it.
Only local farmers. It's also said that if you actually eat the food that is grown in your local environment, you know, within 10, 20 miles, who knows, close, that it's better for you because you're more in line in a biomineralogical sense. You're eating something that's close to your own biology, closer than something that's raised 1,000 miles away. There's some truth to that. It's just an interesting little angle.
Absolutely. I'll back you up on that. There's been studies in, you know, a little more intimate, you know, greenhouses. Say that you have a greenhouse and you go in your greenhouse and you love your plants, you feed them, you what have you, you're around them all the time.
Yeah.
The energy that you put forth on those plants receive it and they give energy back, and they actually grow the cucumber, tomato, whatever. They actually grow a vegetable that is designed in some level energetically to help
for
you.
That's really nice, and I think you're right. And when we lose sight of these things, we're interrelated with all living things. There's a connection there, and that connectivity is exactly what Daniel just said. Those plants will do for you what's good for you. This is a kindly solar system, kindly universe, kindly galaxy. These plants are not evil. It's the people that are evil on this planet. So do that, and yeah, talk to your plants. They'll take good care of you. It's true. That's a good point. Very good. Now let's go back to Numana. I got a lot of stuff from. I saved up and got a lot of stuff from Daniel, and I could not be happier. The quality of it is supreme. It's as good as it gets. In fact, better than it gets. So what do we have for people who are saying, all right, Rents, I hear you. It's time. I've got to do something. What do you have that you would suggest for these people to step into? just to get their feet on the ground? What kind of offers is Numana currently making available?
We have, when we started the company, we'd go to a lot of prepper shows. We'd get a lot of feedback, which was one of the biggest blessings. We started in our basement, which was probably the biggest blessing for our company we could have ever imagined, honestly, because we were always talking to customers, and customers were kind of telling us what they want. So our packs, they come in a variety. Almost all of them, the meals are designed for a variety pack, meaning like a family pack has different variety of meals. An organic family pack has different superfoods, sprouting seeds, and different meals, and organic meals. That's more in line. This is what people have told us. So you know, 90% of the people out there, they're going to love this variety because, believe me, we've tinkered with it. We feel like we've come to a really good place in these mixes. So it's a variety of meals, maybe like pasta primavera. That's one of my favorites. My children love the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. They love
the black bean soup. It's really good. Like, our children eat Numana. I'm not going to say regular, but semi-regularly, we eat Numana because we like to rotate it. We like to just, you know, this is part of what we're doing, what have you. And it's fun for the children also to be there. Look, this is what we do if we're in an emergency. Look how easy it is. You know, we kind of bring them up in it. So the bucket's like an organic family pack. If you want all organic, highly regulated, highly scrutinized, our food is pesticide tested, heavy metals tested, and it's CCOF certified. It is the best of the best. We were the first company out there to have a organic line like this, of these meals like this, meals that you like to eat. We're the first. Mm-hmm. We did it. We were laughed at by the industry. I've had no less than 5 or 10 people either directly tell me this is a stupid idea or indirectly tell me it's a dumb idea. Mm-hmm. But nothing could be further from the truth. People want it. I wanted it. My family wanted it. And it's a higher level than just our regular buckets. So we have different, you know, obviously there's different price points, what have you. But if it's for me, I'm gonna want a couple buckets at the very minimum. I'm going to want a couple of these organic family packs. Defender packs has some superfoods in it. So just look at the variety of packs. And there's a variety of meals in there. The meals, if you boil water, and then you can pour certain servings of the pasta primavera, they have resealable pouches. They come in nice buckets.
It's all done beautifully, the whole line.
Yeah.
It couldn't be better, right?
Yes. So these are easy to use. They're especially the organic and the Defender. They have some other nutrient-dense things in them that are very important. We wanted to also include sprouting seeds. Some of the packs have sprouting seeds because, you know, no matter what we do, if we're talking about a prepackaged solution, like Numana, like most of these freeze-dried meals are, there are certain limitations on what you can do nutritionally. But if you can get some sprouting seeds and mix that with it and take some sprouts, you're getting better. Let's put it this way. If you would eat the organic family pack, if you ate that on a regular basis, I can probably bet you dollars to donuts. Chances are extremely high that you're getting better nutrition doing that than what you're eating right now.
Don't mention donuts either. Numana does not serve donuts. He's kidding. All right. No, dollars to donuts is right. No. That's fine. I'm just having fun. Seriously, he's right. Daniel is not joking. You will be better off than, unless you're an organic farmer or really get into the whole thing of watching what you eat, learning to read labels, etc., and understanding those labels. It's not easy to do, but you have to do it. And I think there may be apps now, there should be, where if you're in a supermarket and you see an ingredient on a label, you don't understand what it is, you ought to be able to enter that in an app and find out if it's good or bad for you. If not, you can do a generic search engine search for it and just put in, you know, sodium benzoate. Is it bad? Or is sodium benzoate bad for you? It's a preservative. Yes, it's bad for you. It creates benzene, which is a known carcinogen. I mean, that these labels are just so incomprehensible to people, and that's how they win. They cater to people's ignorance. They control it. It really is sickening. But that's what they do. It's exactly what they do. They got you. You don't know what those words are. Here, hold on. Here's one. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on here. Is it? Do I have it here? No, I've got part of it here. I'm going to go dig this up here. Go ahead, Daniel. I've got to look for something here real quick.
If you're in an emergency situation, or you're in a stressful situation, or you're in a environment where you're going to need your food source. You're not just rotating. Hey, it's time. Whatever. I need my storage that I put aside here. I need to use it right now, and that could be for a variety of reasons. In that time, in that moment, you're going to be under higher stress than you normally would, than life is normally. So in those times, you need more nutrition, not less. So this idea, like, people think, oh, I can eat anything, I'll just do this, I'll just do it. It's really not true. You need to set yourself up in those times, you need to be even more vigilant and have more nutrition so you can stay on top of the situation.
Right. The stress of it all is, it consumes a lot of your nutritional backstop, your nutritional being. It just eats it up. Here's one. Now, Coca-Cola, okay? Coca-Cola, soft drink. Everybody knows Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, I went through a label thing today. We're going to have a video on this pretty soon. And looked at the ingredients. They are so bad, so horrific. It's hard for me to believe that this has been legally allowed to be served to people. Now, I think it was probably better back in the day when it actually had coca in it. They took the cocaine, the psychoactive part of it, out. They still have the flavor of it. They use the leaves that have been bleached of the actual psychoactive ingredient. But Coca-Cola is horrible now. It's got phenylalanine in it. Phenylalanine is a very bad... look it up. I don't want to spend a lot of time on these. Phenylalanine. Bad news. Then I started looking at the rest of the ingredients on the label, just for fun. MSG. It's up there, but it's called natural flavors. When you see natural flavors or natural flavorings, that means almost invariably MSG. If you don't believe me, look up MSG other names. MSG other names, and look at all the different names that they hide MSG behind. So it's got natural flavors, phenylalanine, and natural flavors are MSG. It's got aspartame, literally right there on the label. They didn't even hide it. Aspartame, which we know is deadly. It's a neurotoxin. It's terrible. It's got caramel color, but they don't say from what that caramel color is sourced. It could be insects. It could be some animal byproducts. I don't know. They don't tell you. So you got caramel color, you have sodium benzoate, which I've mentioned, that converts right to benzene, which is a known carcinogen, and it also has ace sulfamine potassium, otherwise known as ace K. K for potassium, ace for ace sulfamine. Ace K is bad. The safety tests on Ace K were conducted in the 1970s. The validity of the tests has been called into question over the years, but these tests were reported to indicate that the compound could be carcinogenic or cancer-causing in rats and lab studies. The safety tests that laid the groundwork for Ace K's a bad rep had several alleged shortcomings, but no one could ever prove it. So Ace K is another one you don't want to mess with. Potassium. So that's it. Those are the ingredients in Coca-Cola, except for filtered water. And what does that mean? Does that mean the water has no fluoride in it or some fluoride in it? What does it mean? How filtered is it? Is it just filtered for large particulate contaminants? I don't know. But I'll tell you, that was a shock. It is that bad. That's not the only one. I don't want to pick on Coke, because I'm sure the others are about as bad. So don't drink soft drinks like that. If you do, find something organic that you can understand what the labels say. Get tea. Nice, cold, home-brewed tea is wonderful. Delicious. But these soft drinks, trouble. Big trouble. Anyway, I didn't want to get off on that, but the ingredients in Coca-Cola are all bad. All of them.
Well, look, I'll put it this way. In case, ladies and gentlemen, you don't realize it, there are people who not only don't care about your health, they're trying to undermine your health.
Big business.
It's big business. If you don't take your health in your own hands, then you're leaving it to somebody else. And the people who you're leaving it to don't exactly care about your health. Not in a good way, anyway.
No, and if you're consuming something with aspartame, and God knows we've done programs for 25 years about aspartame and how bad it is, it's right on the label, right there. And you go in with aspartame toxicity symptoms. How many doctors are even going to look for that? Really? How many? Not many. They're not even going to think about that. They don't study those things. They look for something more pathological. They look for blood panel work. That's fine. But they do not look at these things. Could it be sodium benzoate? Say I'm a Coke addict. I'm addicted to aspartame. That's an addictive compound for sure. And now I'm getting benzene as well. And ACE-K. Wow. And MSG to make me want more. So I just, it's incredible what they put out there and call it perfectly fine and certifiably safe. I would heartily disagree. So, okay, we have 2 minutes left. I want you all to try to think, if you do not have any food put away, go to the Numana.com site and look around. Again, Daniel, I don't want to repeat this too much, but what would you suggest? How much would it cost somebody to get a couple months worth put away of the finest quality food you're going to get, by the way?
Well, when you, it's going to cost you $500, somewhere around there, $400 or $500.
For 60 days of meals, okay?
Yeah.
And that's 2 and 3 meals a day. All right.
And you're going to, there's some variance there, depends on what you want to get. But, you know, when you do check out, put in the code RENTS, R-E-N-S-E, and you'll get a discount off your purchase off of food. And there's very water good solutions there. There's water purifiers. There's purified water that stores well. There's different mm-hmm. things like that. Think about those things. What I would encourage everybody, and it's been our mission, we want to empower you. And whether you buy from Numana, whether you go into the grocery store, you know, buy extra, you buy 2 cans of tuna fish or rice or whatever, normally, well, now buy 3 or buy 4. You know, do something. Take control, take power to you, Numana.com, right. Numanna.com, and check it out. And, you know, we're here for you. And
they'll help. You can tell Daniel really cares. This is a family business, and we love family businesses here, and he's earned it. He's earned the trust of people. He has helped countless thousands of people have a measure of peace of mind at night. And again, I'll repeat this, obviously, don't inform people that you have emergency food storage in your home. Don't tell them. Play dumb, because they're going to be right at your front door if anything happens. Well, I got to feed my family. What am I going to do? So there you go. Very important words to the wise. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Do use the banner at Rents for all the products, because they, not all of them, but most of them, will see where the interest comes from, and they'll log that. They'll keep a record of it. So it is important to help us keep doing what we're doing for all of you. So, Daniel, thank you again for being there and doing this. And I mean that, because I'm a very happy customer, and plus being a longtime friend. This is very special. So you all have a chance now. Still a little window. Take advantage of it. Thanks, Daniel. Talk soon.
God bless, Jeff. God bless everybody.
All right. Good night. Okay, that's our Wednesday program. Wow. Tomorrow night, another night, we'll find out what's happening. I don't even know what's happening tomorrow night. I'll have to figure that out. So thanks for being here. Words to the wise. Again, the top splash videos are now being quasi-blocked by YouTube, making everybody sign up. But sign up for it. Don't worry about being on a list. We're all on lists. But take a look at those videos. They're outstanding. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow in 21 hours. Be safe and be careful.